is like, you know, the girlfriend should reflect those values too. And mm-hmm. it's weird if they don't look the same or they don't, you know, have the same hobbies and things. And that really, I didn't like that at all.
Yeah.
At all.
I totally agree with like what you're saying, because it feels sometimes like being a girlfriend to a man feels more of a concept than actually like being a person. Like it's this entity of girlfriend where you're supposed to fulfill like all of these different expectations. And it's like a very strange balance to try to like make with yourself and with your boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And I think obviously like we're not in those relationships anymore, so we're not balancing it like, you know, equally. Like obviously I think we're valuing ourselves more and like how we authentically are more.
Because mm-hmm. I wonder how much from their perspective that they minimize themselves or tried, because I don't think
probably not at all,
probably not much. But is that just more, yeah, that is more just like female social role that we're just expected to do, and
like
what they want.
Any issue that we had, like, now I'm like oversharing on the radio.
I've already,
but you know, you have to like, you know, strategize how to bring it up in a way that is not gonna cause too much alarm or like too much reaction. Like try to bring it up, and honestly I was not good at this. It was more just like in my head I was like, okay, I gotta bring it up in this way, and normally I didn't. And you know, maybe that's why things got a bit out of hand sometimes, but there is still like you're trying your best to like facilitate like this argument or this interaction, and mm-hmm. sacrificing in some ways like what you really want to say, but maybe you shouldn't say it because it's super mean. Even though it's true, so yeah,
exactly.
But that should maybe be like for everyone.
Yeah, that is for everyone, and friends like, too.
Something super mean even if it's true.
Yeah, because there's some things like even for friends wise it's like things that you want to say but you can't say. I mean, everyone's felt that. Mm-hmm. Like I'm going to bring up another example where I have a few friends, or one friend particularly, that is not, it's a little directionless. They're not really in school or have any plans for the future. They just work the same job. But I'm sometimes just really curious. I'm like, I just really want to ask you, like, what is your plans for the future? What are you up to? Like, what are you interested in? Kind of thing. I don't know how related this is, but I'm just gonna go for it. Go, keep going. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I'm just holding myself back to avoid conflict and avoid being curious, just to please their feelings and just continue as normal. When I just really want to ask.
Yeah.
You know, and
what are you going to do with your life?
What are you going to do? And it's not even in a mean way. I'm just like, yeah. I don't want it to be perceived in a mean way. And I wish I could just say it.
I feel like you could just say it.
Yeah. And I don't know why. I just felt this very discomforting feeling about just wanting to say it. And I think I will say it. I mean, after this conversation, I'm going to say it now.
Go out into the world. Yeah.
Fly. Drop out the nest, you know? So,
be your authentic self.
Authenticity in a nutshell. But yeah, those are, I guess, more of the roles that I try to fill with friends, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Do you have any examples?
Yeah, I think mostly just what I covered. I think more of the roles where you have to appear more innocent, or you can't talk mm-hmm. about, you know, certain struggles you're having. I'm not gonna get into it.
No, next.
But there was someone
point.
In my life who was saying like I was too negative, and I was like, okay, like now I can never say anything negative again, even if I'm feeling depressed. And you know, that relationship kind of went downhill after that. But
yeah, we don't talk.
Anyways,
next.
Let's keep it going. I guess another one is like self-image. Why people aren't authentic. For me, like self-esteem can be a big one, because yeah, like I'll want to say something, it's a bit of a risk, like maybe a joke that's a bit risky, I don't know if it's funny yet, but like I just want to say it, but then I'm like, it's probably not that funny, and I might deliver it wrong, and then you know, you get in your head and you're like, okay, I can't. Or if you see a video of yourself dancing and you're like, me being authentic. Like,
no, I definitely feel that one.
Like, I think that can get in the way.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
No, definitely. With the photos things, I'm like, every time I look back, I'm like, why did I do that? But that's the point when you're just like, I should just delete the picture.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's the thing with, I had a whole period of time where I was just like, you know, I don't want to ask out people. I don't want to be in a relationship. And I said that just because I was like, oh, it's too busy, blah, blah, blah. But
Busy. That's what they always say.
But it was just a long period where I was just, I felt like I was just struggling with my image. And I'm like, oh, will they think I'm like pretty enough? Will they think I'm this enough? And it's just like, you just have to slowly chip at that in your own way before you can even be authentic. Mm-hmm. So you just have to, I feel like you just have to address all the little, you know, droppings around the topic before you can get to this, you know, mountain of authenticity.
Once you've reached the peak, you're good for the rest of your life. Yeah, there's definitely a lot of self constraints like that, or barriers that you need to overcome, like you said,
Mr. Coco. And especially with confidence too. Like, I feel like if there's a mountain of authenticity, there's a bigger mountain of confidence, because you need authenticity to become confident.
But also, how about fake it till you make it? That's not authentic.
I think that is BS. I think fake it till you make it is the, I will never like that statement.
It didn't succeed for you. Why don't you like it?
It just feels inherently wrong. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna be loud and funny and all the time, and it's like, no, I'm not. And I don't know, I guess
have you tried it though?
I have tried it. It worked for a little bit, but in the end, I just want to do and say what I feel is me, I guess. And I think confidence can come in a lot of different, or I guess the most general picture of confidence is like someone who's loud and takes over the conversation and things like that and super funny. But I feel like confidence is also, you know, just coming from a sense of being comfortable in yourself, which is authenticity. So that's why I think authenticity is a hurdle that you have to go before that.
So you don't think it's possible to fake being comfortable with yourself?
No.
I don't think you can fake
it.
That.
You can never fake it. Or just, I feel like you'll always feel unfulfilled if you try to fake it. And it has to come.
But until you make it, though.
you're trying to sell me on this idea right now.
No, just like, it's something that I've been wanting
to fake.
That I've been thinking about for like, I don't know, years of fake it till you make it. Like, people always tell me that. And
I feel like it's like a shortcut. You know, you could do all this hard work building up, you know, these are my weaknesses, these are my strengths, this is what I'm good at, I'm being vulnerable, blah, blah. You can build it up, and then you have that more authenticity into confidence. Or you could just be like, fake it till you make it, and then just bulldoze your way and just say you have confidence, which I feel like will not work in the end.
And that's what if you never make it?
Yeah, you never make it. You just fake. There's no make, you know. That's just my take on it. It's different for everyone.
Yeah, some people have told me, and I've tried doing it, is like to do manifestations. This was like when I was really not doing great, like a couple of years ago. And they're like, okay, just like look in the mirror every morning, be like,
I love myself.
I'm brave. I'm beautiful. Like, I love myself. Everyone loves me.
Do you ever do the post-it notes on the mirror?
No.
Oh, that was me. I was like, you are great. Have a great day, you beautiful son of a.
Yeah. And the days, like, this is ridiculous, but the days I, like, didn't wear makeup, I'd be like, you're so beautiful, you're so stunning, and then I'd go out in the world and be like, no one look at me. But I think it is, like, with that kind of thing, if it's something that you're really insecure about, I think you just have to do exposure therapy. And I don't know if that's faking it till you make it necessarily, because you're not comfortable with yourself, but you're still putting yourself out there in that way. But after, like, you know, you wean yourself off of whatever is making you comfortable, like makeup, whatever, you know, social mask you're putting on, then you can kind of like become more confident. But I think that's a bit different, I guess, than faking it.
Yeah. I don't like
just
this
like removing it. Protection.
Because with this mirror thing, with the affirmation thing, you know, putting the sticky notes on, it's like, oh, I'm beautiful. I'm beautiful every day. You know, I'm so funny, so awesome. I feel like, you know, some people just aren't really funny. Some people.
I knew you were gonna say.
I'm gonna be brutal. I'm authentic right now. Some people aren't. Don't try to fool yourself. Maybe this is too
this
much.
Is what, this is the downside of authenticity.
Just let me say whatever I want.
It's like scary.
But like, I feel like, you know, some people will find you beautiful. If we're going down just the beautiful aspect. But I think it's better just to be neutral. Just be like, you know, like, I have all these other traits. I am this, I am that. And beauty doesn't matter that much to me. Like, I feel like for me, I tried this whole, like, oh, I'm beautiful every day. And I'm like, oh, it never worked. And finally, just recently, like, about a year ago, I just stopped looking in mirrors. And whenever I walk by a car, I don't look at my reflection. Mm-hmm. And it's worked. Mm-hmm. It's been working. That never happened before. I'm like, just when I just don't give it the thought and don't, I mean, I still prioritize it, but I keep it at the bottom of my list. My life is so much better. And that's so much better than just being like, I'm beautiful in the mirror every day.
Yeah.
That's just
I see what you're saying.
That's my rant.
But also, if somebody can believe in themselves that they're funny, and even if you don't think they're personally funny, what's the harm? Like, good for them, in my opinion.
If it does work, it does work. Yeah.
Go ahead. Should we play a song?
We actually have been yapping a little
bit. It's been 40 minutes. And we've gone through three reasons.
We haven't even gone through the rest of our points. Authentic. We're gonna play some music.
We're gonna play Jamiroquai. Yeah. Super excited. The record is out.
What's our first one?
I think it's Canned Heat.
We're doing Canned Heat first.
Yes, we are.
So this is Canned Heat from Canned Heat, and it's from a vinyl as well, because the reason why we had our homemade intro is because everything's been down on the computers, but anyways. Wait. We're trying to figure things out still. Okay, still got it. We're going up and down.
Okay.
Enjoy. But then my chance to get to heaven slim. Oh, I used to worry about the future. But then I threw my caution to the wind. I had no reason to be carefree. No, no, no. Until I took a trip to the other side of town. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know I heard that boogie rhythm. Hey, I had no choice but to get down, down.
Can't be in my ears tonight, baby. Hey.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. You are tuning into Slumber Party, and I'm DJ Coco, and DJ Star is closing the door, but she's also here.
I'm DJ Star. Just closed the door.
That last song you just heard was called Deeper Underground, the Chillington Mix by Jamiroquai.
Chillington Mix has so a really nice good ring to it.
But yeah, that is pretty much more the final wrap up for the episode, since we are at the top of the hour already. We did a big talking session.
We did
this
we
episode.
Really did.
We may have had some malfunctions with the computers, but rest aside, we had a good episode of chat. Any final comments from DJ Star?
Yeah, I just hope that anyone I overshared about was not listening, so that's my
me too.
I'm like repenting for my sins right now. I'm so sorry, but I'm actually not sorry at all.
Sorry, not sorry. You don't even know. They don't even know.
Yeah,
who
they're
we
not
are.
Even
yeah.
listening. I don't.
We're just DJ Coco and DJ Star.
My paranoia kicking in once again.
You never know. You never know who's tuning in.
Mm.
So, anyways, the next show after us will be Lynn's Open Mic. They, I believe, are doing some shoegaze as usual.
Yeah. Most likely.
And then at 8 p.m. we have Bitcoover with our music coordinator, Connor. So stick around for that. That'll be a live show as well.
Yep. And we have, you know, just few more minutes here. We could finish up some final thoughts.
Okay, we could finish some thoughts about how to be more authentic. I feel like, summarize this. So, for me, what I'm going to do, I'm going to let go of shallow relationships, you know, friends.
Cut them off.
Just get them out of here. Because there's no point of giving your energy into just so many different areas. Just give it to what you want and who you think will bring you the most joy.
Mm-hmm.
That's one point. I'm my therapist said to start saying no more and be okay with disappointing people, because you will disappoint people always. So I've been saying no, and for people who are kind of more on the outreach of my social circles, I'm like, sorry, like I don't have the capacity.
DJ Coco just actually told me no recently. Few minutes, so I feel like I'm on the outskirts of the social circle.
No,
now.
You are the social circle. I've got like three friends now. So this is the thing with being too authentic, is that you lose all your connections.
Yep.
But it's worth it once you have those deeper connections. Anyways. What about you?
I'm offended. I think saying no more often, especially leaving somewhere when you want to leave so many times. I would just stick around, stick it out, even though I know I'm not going to have any more fun, even though I know, but I don't know why I do it. I'm just there and I'm wasting my time, and I'm like, let me go.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been saying like, okay guys, I'm leaving, and I'll say bye. I think I sometimes stick around because I don't want to say bye to everyone, but now I just have to muster up the courage, give everyone a hug, and then they're like, why are you leaving? And you're like, I want to. And they're like, that's actually so fair. And then it's like, okay, bye.
There's no FOMO.
Exactly.
No FOMO anymore.
And yeah, just being more honest. And I am kind of on the boat of, even if your honesty might hurt people, it is better to be more honest anyways. And if it hurts their feelings, sometimes it is a much needed reality check for them, and not to always be such a supportive friend, because yeah, to be a less supportive friend, but I don't want to like blindly support every bad decision my friends make that could have hurt somebody else, and calling them out on their mistakes more.
Yeah, and if they get upset, then maybe that's not someone you want in your life, if that bothers them so much that you spoke up about something you felt is right.
Yeah, because that's what I want more of in my friends, is to be like, DJ Star, you did bad. I'm like, thank you for telling me, because I wasn't fully sure.
Yeah, don't just coddle.
Yeah,
no
exactly.
Coddling
no,
here.
No more coddling.
Another thing as well, I think more into the self-esteem part. Oh, we're running out of time. But leading into your strengths. I mean, I feel like with self-esteem and being authentic, trying to just saying like, oh, I'm not good enough, I'm not this enough. But just by reminding yourself of the things that you are good at, what makes you unique, your perspective on the world unique, is a great way, and honestly, ego booster in a little way, but in a way that makes you more authentic because you're confident in what you can do and what you can give to others.
Yes. And that wraps up our show for today. Thank you for listening to all of us talking and... Thanks for tuning in. See you guys next week, Tuesdays, 6 to 7 p.m.
Sorry, we have like no official outro. The computers are still down. Anyways, see you all next week.
We do have like 7 more seconds.
Oh, maybe not then.
See you guys next week.
Okay, see you guys next week.
Bye. Bye.